The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Jeremy should call us right now because he's out this morning at the Albertsons. Keep an eye on that phone for us. He's at the Albertsons baseline, and Dobson is where the young man is this morning, and he is doing a wonderful thing. Philanthropy. You drop a case of water off today for Operation Hydration. We try to fill up that truck out there in Mesa. And Jeremy's out there, and he's got all sorts of stuff for us. Hopefully he's listening right now so he can call. Or hopefully he's there by now. Let's find out.
He better be. He's right there.
Yeah, he should
be. Right down the road, yeah.
He says, he just texted me. When? Now. Now. Guten Tag.
There we go.
There he is. There's Jeremy. Old Jer gets it. He's on. Jeremy, are you there?
I am, sir.
Hi, lover. How are you?
I'm doing just great. How are you doing?
It's beautiful out this morning. You're not really getting cooked too badly.
It's a little humid, I'm going to be honest.
Well, you're from Indiana. Get used to it. Don't be a baby.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah, just be tougher. You're out at Albertsons this morning. Baseline and Dobson. What have you, sir?
Oh, we're collecting for Operation Hydration. I got a bunch of movie codes for digital downloads, for movies, CDs, DVDs, and we're signing up for Slipknot and Korn tickets. So get on down here. Donate some water for Operation Hydration. We're going to be here at the Albertsons Baseline and Dobson, 1951 West Baseline Road in Mesa until 9 o'clock. So come on down and win some Slipknot or Korn tickets.
That was where Larry and I filmed that thing where we were giving people $500 grocery cards. And we got to close the Albertsons and play in the grocery store in the middle of the night like Jennifer Connelly and that guy in Career Opportunities, only it was with Larry instead. I mean, I still boned him in a tent and we stayed all night, but what are you going to do? It wasn't Jennifer Connelly. Albertsons, that's where you're at. Baseline and Dobson, Operation Hydration. Fill that truck, Jeremy. Don't come back without a full truck.
I will not, sir.
All right, there you go. See you there. Or we'll talk to Jeremy in a little bit. Go get your Slipknot tickets and Korn and Stain. He's loading you up there, Mesa. Roadrunner families, I'm looking at you. Mustangs, unite. That's my hood. Some Mustang pride over there. Let's get that done. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters and Bud Light. Head to Hooters for the Burger Extravaganza, Brady, one of six specialty burgers with fries for $10. And then add a Bud Light Draft On special all day, every day, all month long at Hooters. And this month is creeping to a close, so you only have a few more days until they come up with another thing. Burger Extravaganza. At Hooters, and then say, hey, Hooters and Bud Light, thanks for this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
This is a big one. Happy National Work From Home Day. Not too many people have been doing that.
No, not at all.
Why bother?
We'll do it again. There's roads closed and all sorts of trouble.
A couple of baseless fun facts. There were 14 dot-coms that advertised during the Super Bowl in 2000.
All of them are gone.
Only four are still active.
Google.
Auto Trader.
Okay.
Last Minute Travel.
I never knew about it then.
I want to check that one out. Monster.
Oh, Monster's still a thing.
And still around? WebMD.
WebMD's been giving us cancer in our ovaries as men since 2000. I had no idea. I've been diagnosed with so many things on WebMD that I'm schizophrenic. I'm bipolar. I have ovarian cancer. I have sickle cell. I have everything. I got sickles. I can't go in high altitudes anymore because of WebMD.
It set you down the same rat hole every time you'd look something up.
Oh, there was a time when I thought for sure I was going to have penis cancer.
So what do we got? Was it Last Minute Travel?
Last minute travel.
It's here.
Isn't the internet Last Minute Travel? I mean, I booked a flight yesterday for Saturday. Yeah. I mean, everything's Last Minute Travel now.
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like another Expedia or Hotwire or something.
They just get you a smoking deal. Mm. I always get nervous that... It's a scam website.
Yeah.
And I just gave them all my info, and then I'm going to fly all the way over to this place, and they're like, we don't have any idea where you, or it's not a place. Or I end up in the Hotel Cecil. Because remember on the documentary, it looked nice.
Yeah.
Downtown L.A., they showed beaches. Those people from England are like, this is great, and it's $60. This is staying downtown L.A. for $60, and it looked phenomenal. The pictures, the lobby's beautiful, and they even walked in the lobby. Like, this place is amazing. And you're in Skid Row, and it showed because half of the house is, you know, half the place is filled up with that. And the water has a dead Chinese lady in it.
It was like girls on Facebook, and it was just all filtered up like
that's
crazy.
Exactly what the Hotel Cecil is. In fact, that's the new nickname for every reveal. She's a Hotel Cecil, this one. She's got a dead Chinaman in her water.
So mine was one notch above a Hotel Cecil when we went to San Francisco that one time in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
I was online. That was when we checked the room. Ronnie, we are not staying here.
Yeah, you had to switch.
It was.
You get what you pay for at the end of the day.
Oh, if you're discounting.
It looked nice and wow, look at the room rates on this.
But what place isn't going to put a website up that looks nice? What place puts up the real, we got a lot of cracked walls and there's some homeless hanging around? They're not going to advertise
closed
that.
Closed businesses put that up.
The price, that's what you got to look for. It's like, wow, we're right there in downtown San Francisco for $33 a night. Yeah, you're going to have a homeless.
Get murdered.
There's a dead Chinaman in the water. It's guaranteed. Those poor British people in that documentary.
Oh, I know.
And the Cecils like started brushing their teeth, and they couldn't figure out what the taste was. Dead Chinese.
Ugh. I should have read the review on the place. It wasn't quite that bad, but the person's, I've been smoking and drinking for over 30 years, and I love this place.
Oh, man. Been in your room blowing cigar smoke into the drapes for going on near four decades now. Yeah, you get what you pay for. Brett's right. And also, it's a good idea to stay at chains you recognize.
Yeah.
You take a chance with, you know, Larry's Inn. Prices are strong.
It's like all those motels that used to be by Disneyland and stuff. Ugh.
The worst.
Yeah. They've been remade like three times.
Well, they paint the outsides. But if you're going to Disneyland and you have any pride in yourself or your family, stay in one of the Disney properties. I know they're expensive. Oh, we can all afford that. I know. Then don't go to Disneyland until you can, because the experience is miserable when you sleep with bed bugs and then try to get on the rides.
Absolutely fact.
Yeah, it's awful. I got stuck in one of them once. Friends of mine were like, we'll stay at this place right across the street. And I didn't have any money at the time either. We were scraping by just to make this thing happen, this trip to Disneyland. And I would have rather slept with the homeless in Skid Row than in that room. I don't think it had been cleaned, maybe ever. There was blood on the pillow. It was some paradise, something paradise.
Yeah. Nice.
And that's when you know you're in trouble. The word paradise is involved.
There are 14 U.S. states that are split into two time zones. I didn't know that many.
Wow. Texas has to be, right? It's huge. Is that just one? No.
Texas is one.
Indiana's
one because one part doesn't change,
Indianapolis.
Right?
Idaho's one, I think.
Idaho is one. Alaska, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Nebraska, Nevada, North Dakota, Nevada. South Dakota.
Oh, I guess some of it's on
mountain. Oregon, Tennessee, and Texas.
Yeah.
The Nevada was all.
No, because it's some of it's mountain. The eastern side.
Oh, Tahoe. Yeah, Tahoe.
Oh, that's west.
But that would be the other.
The west is Pacific.
The Elko, buddy.
That's what I mean.
I don't know where
Elko, man. Time stood still in Elko a long time ago. All right, buddy. Elko, Nevada.
A lot of famous folks come out of Elko. There's me.
That's all. All right.
Oh, that douchebag.
I had heard the first part of this one. Alec Guinness didn't like being in Star Wars. Hated the first script.
Yeah.
And then after the first one, he suggested to George Lucas that he should be killed off.
He wanted
kill
to
off
die.
The Obi-Wan character, let him get out of it. But since he stayed in, he made a fortune off the trilogy. Because his contract, he negotiated 2.25% of George's royalties.
Oh, man.
Holy Moses. Good job, kid.
Made a little over $60 million on the...
Well done.
He died in 2000, and his estimated... net worth was $100 million at the time. Sir Alec did all right.
And Empire in Return, he wasn't even in it that much. No. It was like 5 minutes.
Return, he was just that ghost at the end.
He was the ghost. Yeah, he dies in the second one. Spoiler alert.
82% of men plan to continue their quarantine look after the pandemic effects. They basically said,
"Oh, they stopped cleaning themselves."
Yeah, I'm all right with this look. I'm going to continue it. They surveyed 2,000 men.
Are they all teenagers? Because that's what I got.
Yeah, we stopped washing and grooming ourselves, and we like it that way. I think most guys are more comfortable with that.
43% of the men in the survey say they've taken the past year to reset themselves.
Nope. Yeah, that's a fact.
And a new poll also revealed that 59% of people say they get scam emails, texts, or calls daily. Another 22% say it happens at least weekly. But just under half of the people polled know someone who's lost in a scam. 16% say it's happened to them.
Who's lost? They're in the, currently
they
in a
scammed
mess.
Scammed out of some money.
No kidding.
Lisa's mom just got hacked.
Got hacked or scammed out of money?
No, hacked. Well, not scammed out of money, okay. But he hacked into her account and took all her money out.
That's getting, that's losing your money. That's, I got hacked, but they didn't get to my accounts. Yeah. They just got my phone stuff.
Yeah. Took Lisa and her sister a couple of days meeting with the bank, trying to get new accounts, doing all that stuff.
Did she get a cash back?
So far, they opened an investigation.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. And do they let you know how it happened? Or
They did, because she opened an email that looked like it was from the bank, and that's how the guy got in.
Didn't put in any information?
She's not sure. But
well, hackers, all you got to do is click on that stupid link, and then they're in your computer. So if you have all of your accounts,
they put a bot on your computer, and they can track your keystrokes and everything like that.
With all our phishing training we get here at Hubbard Media,
the best part of the internet email phishing training here at our company. It's taught me not to open strange emails. So every day I get another one that says, you have to finish your training.
I don't open that email.
Yeah. So I won't do it. Because it's like an hour of picking out websites. Was this a real eBay site? I'm like, I don't know.
Missed a comma.
You missed it again. God damn it. 60%. Got to get 80. Got to do it again. I'm like, I don't
trust
Brady,
didn't
it
take you four tries?
Brady got a 0%
the
on the first one.
Three attempts. Like, I'm not a good...
He bit on everyone. Yeah.
We all burned
that
through the...
That looks good.
The first one, everybody got the 80% was out. And I look at Brady and goes, whoa. I was answering honestly. I'm like, what?
This guy from South Africa seems like a nice guy.
What do you mean you're answering honestly? This wasn't a morals test.
Well, I'm the only one that said I would have stole the pencil.
I'm like, Brady, just click on the thing that doesn't look like eBay. There's a U in that eBay. Don't do it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they changed their logo. Product? This could be some. Well, it says it's free pie.
Brady's all said, click here for free pizza.
Oh. Gets me every time.
NigerianBankRobber.com. Free pizza. Click.
The last one was you get $34 million and pizza for life.
I went on JesseJames.com and I lost my bank account, but the pie should be here any minute.
They're not coming.
What do you mean? What'd we do wrong, Hal?
Yeah, I went in there and Brady's that weird, super confused Alzheimer's face going. Then gave him a 3%. But I won't open those emails anymore because I've been taught by my own IT people not to open emails I shouldn't open. And that's the one. Hubbard safety email. I'm like, I've been taught better than that. I'm never opening them again.
The folks up in Sacramento, California are complaining about the water because California's going through a bad drought right now. Water levels are down really low. And in Sacramento, a bunch of people are saying the drinking water tastes like dirt a little bit. The response from the
vitamin in the water.
The local government there, just add some lemon to the water.
Oh,
keep drinking.
Right.
Keep drinking.
That's just the flavor of a dead Chinaman. We've had this problem with the old Cecil for a while. A little lemon will cut that Chinaman right out of there.
Popeyes has just helped out couples. If you're out to dinner and your wife says, I don't know what to get, Popeyes starts selling I don't know meals. So you can say, I got that for you. They have that here. I'll take my order and then the I don't know meal.
I'm not
and
that
it's
hungry.
It's the most popular item on the Popeye menu.
But I could eat something meal? I'm not hungry, but I could eat something.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, it's basically I can't make a decision. So it's the I don't know meal. And they've put them, packed it up with three different I don't know meals. And you can just order that.
Huh. And it's just a crapshoot. You're spinning the wheel.
Well, it's the most popular items on the menu.
It's chicken.
Yeah.
So you're going to Popeyes. You don't know what you want, and they give you chicken.
Yeah.
You kind of knew that going to Popeyes, right?
They do have shrimp. You'd be a little surprised. You got
to if you think it's chicken,
shrimp.
That is a tough shrimp to bite into. And you think it's chicken and it's shrimp. That's Chinaman water, too. My chicken's gone bad. No, no, they gave you the surprise shrimp. But again, if you can't tell the difference, they have the poppers, I suppose.
You're right. Surprise shrimp is much like Subway tuna.
That's why I drive to Surprise to get my shrimp. Nothing better than the surprise shrimp.
We've got an English couple that have made the Guinness World Record for the couple with the biggest height difference. And you and I talked about this
woman
this
morning. And man.
Yeah. She's taller.
Right.
He's amazing. James and Chloe Lusted, her name. He's verified at 3 feet, 7 inches. And she is.
He's verified.
Verified.
5'5".
She's 5'5". He's 3'7".
1 foot and 10 inches.
Yeah, Brady difference. And I were talking about this. We have Chewy the Rock and Roll Midget. I think he's like 3'9". That wife is like six feet.
Got to be close.
They have to be. Although looking at these two next to each other, this does look bigger than Chewy and his wife. But that's it. So if you've got a wife that's a foot and 10 inches taller than you, you're in the running.
All you need is 1 foot, 11 inches. Even a half.
You know, those Amazon ladies. It was good for you, Brady. Go out there and try to get yourself a 7-footer. You'd win.
Here's something on your bucket list. I'll work on it.
Yeah. Go find that 7-foot gem out there.
That requires
you and Brittany
WNBA
Griner.
Games.
Yeah. That would be the worst. You go for the record with Brittany Griner, and you have to verify it, and you bang her for a little while, and you realize that you're an inch short. Oh.
And you'll call me and ask me to do something like, no, my wife's working tonight. I gotta
go. I gotta watch the baby. I got a baby in my belly because of Brittany put it in there. Remember when Brittany and her girlfriend had that fight over the who is the father of the baby?
Oh, that's right.
It's a WNBA paternity suit.
Boy, it went away pretty quick.
Well, did it? People just didn't pay attention.
A company called Space Perspective is taking reservations with the first space balloon rides. It's set up for 2024. Up to 8 people can go at a time. Each trip lasts six hours.
Okay.
One ticket costs $125,000.
It's pricey.
You won't experience weightlessness, but you'll go up 100,000 feet. Which is about a third of the way to space.
And the balloon doesn't burst into flames or anything?
And you'll just chill up for about 2 hours. No, hydrogen. They use hydrogen.
Oh, I know. I'm saying when you get up into the atmosphere, things burn.
Well, they're not getting up there. They're a third of the way. 100,000 feet, you still have.
I thought the atmosphere started at like 70 or 80,000. You started to get into that rare air that you shouldn't be in.
I guess not.
Huh.
Because I remember there's a movie that guy did it years ago. Not on purpose. Balloon got away, and he kept
falling up.
It's based on that. I think Eddie
I think that's
Redmayne.
Called Up, Brady.
No.
No, I know.
That no. Wind,
they were in that weather balloon.
Yeah.
You watched that?
I did.
Oh, my God. Hobbies. Let's get the man some hobbies. You watched the English weather balloon movie?
And probably about a year ago, right in the heart of lockdown.
Man.
I got nothing to
solo in the house.
Oh, that is brutal.
Oh, there's some stuff I watched that was.
You still do?
Yeah.
That was bad training for you. Nobody watched. Even Eddie Redmayne's not sure how that turned out.
Well, look, now that that story came up, I would have never known I watched it.
I just go to the one everybody saw, Up.
This 30-year-old guy in Orlando got busted for driving on a suspended license. His actual name is Shaft Bang Adams.
Cool.
Oh, man.
I like
what
that.
What a porn name.
It's almost as good as Dick Ray.
Has a long rap sheet. He's been in and out of jail for years, so the cops arrested him. And at intake, they found something illegal on his actual shaft. During strip search, prison guard found 4 meth rocks hidden in his junk.
And it's uncut?
Yep, he was uncut.
Yeah.
Found it. rolled back the turtleneck.
Oh, man, that's somebody's job.
It's like those kangaroo pockets that you have in the shoes where you just jam stuff
in
there.
Right. Ruse.
You grew up a Walter Payton fan, if you know about the Roo pouch. They had a little pouch in the shoe that you could hide weed in.
You could put nothing in there. Yeah, I know, but it was...
I was a kid, so I didn't put drugs in mine. But that's somebody's job. All right, push back the foreskin. Plum, 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 plum. That's crack. I knew it.
He was trying to bring it into the...
Of course he was.
To some friends.
And he didn't think anyone would push his shaft back to where the crack rock fell out. Oh, that's terrible.
He's like, this is okay, right? This is a penal institution.
I don't know. That's not mine. A friend of mine left that there.
Come on.
I heard it. I'm not playing along. I'm not playing along with it.
Rolled right over.
No, I'm not. I'm not playing that game.
Let's get to some pretty videos.
I thought he was going to go,
low-hanging fruit.
Ugh. Blech. Blech. Guy Fieri kitchen jokes.
There's some. There's two radio videos that are on the bubble today, whether or not we could post them. Maybe, maybe not. You'll make the call.
All right. You make the call. Alcoa presents, is this person dead or not?
This one's pretty good.
All right, this is a girl doing a back bend.
That's her boyfriend standing on his girlfriend.
Let me make sure I got it. So she's doing a back bend where her hands are on the ground, her feet are on the ground. She's made an upside down U with her body.
Looks like an IKEA table.
She's a ginger. And then her boyfriend is standing on her pelvis and is going to do a backflip off of her body. And he does it. And she's okay.
She actually elevated.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
She gave him a little pop.
Watch the slow-mo.
She springs up off the ground.
Yeah, because of the force of him pushing down on her.
Why can't we post that one?
That's not it.
Oh, all right.
We got a couple of them.
She looks like a fastback when she's all bent up backwards like that. When she gets up, she looks pretty strong. You'd have to have a man jumping off of your guts.
I'll play it again. I got to see it.
By the way, the guy who emailed earlier that says he's got the anchor in the belly, he's trying this right now with his girlfriend.
Yeah, he is.
Bounce off her tummy to make his life better.
Yeah, she's not a fastback. I thought she would be.
So did I. Yeah. She's good.
Solid base.
She's good. That's a good get. Nice ginger. Good kill, kid.
This is that's questionable, but it's at a grocery store unloading
this lady's
fudge
taking
on the store.
Poop
she,
next to the
yeah,
meat.
Yeah, she had a diarrhea problem.
And she did it on the grocery store and walked away from it.
Yeah. That's where Jeremy is
right now.
That's
Jeremy right now at the Albertsons. There's a cleanup on aisle. Ugh.
And I don't think that's bad.
Oh, God. That's just pure Jell-O pudding.
We could put that up, right?
Yeah, why wouldn't we be able to put
that? Okay, I was just...
That's too far for you now?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think we're insulting anybody with that. That's human behavior.
Yeah. That's people of Walmart.
Yeah. I mean, that is...
And that's why they.
She pulls her underwear. That's what she's doing. Yellow and blue.
Yeah, so they can see all the
poop.
Yeah, make sure
she reaches in and moves her thong out of the way.
Yep,
that's what that move is. I wondered what she was doing with her hand.
Oh. This is my
hell is wrong with people.
All right, and
this is a little watermelon payback.
Dakota Fanning.
I feel like we've done this one, but
maybe we have.
What is watermelon? Payback?
I think she's got it wrapped with
rubber bands.
Rubber bands.
Oh! I didn't know that happened. Is that real?
Yeah.
So you wrap rubber bands around a watermelon and drop
it. Trying to make it break.
And sometimes it's delayed like a grenade.
Well, it fractured.
Is she okay?
No, she died.
I mean, she's dead. She got killed by it. Man, that thing knocks her out.
What happens when you wear Crocs?
Yeah, that's a Croc family. Good. You know what? And now I'm happy. You pointed out the Crocs. Now I hope she gets killed by a load of watermelons. I hope
now this one
people just do drive-by watermelons at her and just crush her head.
This is the power of a Croc. This is the other one I thought it's on.
Croc has got a woman in her mouth.
Yeah, and it kind of surfaces with the...
That woman's not around anymore.
No.
This is just a crocodile holding a dead body.
Yeah.
And you found this on girlsgoingforaswim.com?
I'mhungry.com.
Who filmed this?
I don't know. Well, this has got to be in South America.
This
maybe,
is a Spanish language Instagram page. Yeah. So Brady was doing some deep
diving
yesterday.
I'm going to say that's Costa Rica or right around where some big saltwater crocs.
She's dressed like one of the volunteers in the Mouseketeer Parade.
She's
got a little blue dress and a little red shirt.
It was last 4th of July.
Yeah, because they celebrate that down there.
Yeah.
No, at Disney.
You're a Zionist. Oh, I see.
At the lagoon.
You're a Zionist.
They celebrate all over the world. They're lucky we're here.
Wow, that's creepy. Yeah, we can post
it
that.
It is.
Why wouldn't we be able to post that? It's not the gory death. It's that the gator's actually saying, hey, I found her. It's the same thing the divers would be doing. And there's no names involved, right?
No names.
So we don't know family. We're not offending anybody. Both of those are just fine. We got to get you something else to do, though. You're looking up dead bodies and Crocs. There's your wild America or wild world, Brady. That's better than your Instagram. Put that on your Instagram and see what people say. They shock the world. Yikes. Well, that's no good. There you go. We're going to check in with Jeremy one more time. He's over at Albertsons. He's at Baseline and Dobson this morning. Operation Hydration, collecting water for the Phoenix Rescue Mission. Get your case in the back of his truck immediately. There goes your Brady Report.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.